Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome once again to Tuesday Talk with Key West Lou. I am your host, Louis Patron. This is a unique evening to be broadcasting this show on Blog Talk Radio. At this very moment, the President of the United States is walking down the aisle in Congress, prepared to give his State of the Union address. My show is on at the same time as his show, in effect, and his show is on at the same time as my show, in effect. I'm assuming, and properly so, that most, if not all, of my listeners will be tuned into the President and the State of the Union address, properly so. The saving feature for me is that most of my listeners, the few thousand I have, by the way, the media tells us today that 30 million people will be listening to President Obama this evening. I don't get anywhere near that number. I get a few thousand every week. Most of my people, though, listen to the show while it's archived. Once the show is over, it's archived for the next week. And people tune in during the week who listen to this half-hour show at their convenience. And it's most of the people who listen to this show do it that way. So I'm hoping most of my people will still listen in. But I do find it humorous that I am in competition this evening, so to speak. There actually is no competition, I know, with the President of the United States. He's in the glorious House of Representatives this evening, and he's standing high on the podium, and he's making this major address while I, Louis Patron, also known as Key West Lou, is sitting at my kitchen table in Key West, Florida, doing my Blog Talk Radio show, only in America. Okay, for you, those of you that may be out there listening tonight, there is a call-in number in case you want to talk to me, disagree with me, agree, express an opinion. The number is 646-478-5731. I read 646-478-5731. The number is on the screen in front of you. There is a world war going on. I'm talking about not with guns, but they're in the courtroom, in the field of various countries, there is a war. And the war is between the people of various countries and mega corporations who build factories to create genetically modified foods and seeds and have vast fields where they plant these seeds to raise genetically modified foods. Now, this is big business. You've got Monsanto, you got Dow Chemical, about six companies, mega corporations that are involved in this. This is big money, okay? Very big money. And this is what gives you the bigger strawberries, the bigger apples, the bigger potatoes, and so forth. And it also, the argument is they can produce food cheaper this way than through the normal pattern. Be that as it may, there is a growing group in this world, and I think it involves the majority of people who don't want genetically modified foods. They think they're bad. They think they're going to make them sick. They might can't or something like that. And let me tell you what's been going on in the world by certain companies to Hawaii. Hawaii has been fighting for quite a time. They do not want them grown on their island, nor do they want any plant built or constructed where they can be created, the seeds can be created, and everything else. On December 6th, past December 6th, a little more than a month ago, the governor of Hawaii signed a law banning companies which produce genetically modified foods from operating. I'm saying the people, they've now demonstrated, putting up tents. They've stayed there for 4 months. The matter, what Monsanto was doing, they're constructing a plant. plan, okay, that's going to make the world's largest corn seed. World's largest corn seed. Well, the people don't want it. They're afraid of this stuff, okay? And finally, the man went up to court, and this week, the Argentina court said, it's going to be hard for Monsanto to overcome what the court requires, so the things would stop dead. Monsanto, they're going to appeal because the rights of the people who are working for them right now, working for Monsanto, have been violated. Now, let's go to Europe. 20 countries in Europe have totally, partially banned genetic modifications. 26 European nations, totally to the United States. We don't have this battle in the United States. Again, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little cold. In the United States, the battle is over whether we can label the foods and say these foods are genetically modified or they come genetically modified seeds. Nobody tries to ban this country in that state, except why the battle not at that level. It's at a lower level, much lower. All we're arguing about is labor. You can go ahead and do it, but we want you to warn people in effect. Put it on the label, genetically modified. Which sets me the following. We've already been had in the United States. In effect, we've already been fine. Because our legislators, the state legislature in Washington, the lot moving over now, I'm going to tell you something about the state of Utah that absolutely impresses me. And it isn't multiple marriages, multiple wives, rather. It's about the homeless. Remember, Utah is Republican, also a conservative Mormon. What they have done with the homeless in the last 8 years, Utah has reduced its homeless population by 78%. 78%. And they say that by the year 2015, sometime next year, there will be zero homeless people in Utah. Now, how did they do this? I mean, did they put them up against the law system? Did they pick them up and throw them out of the state? It has to do with money, because every state, everyone needs money. They made a study, and they found between emergency room visits by the homeless, and when they don't have any money or insurance, municipality, pay for it ultimately the state, and their jail, a lot of them end up in jail, whatever reason, they're vagrants, other people on the street, they go to jail. It was cost the state of Utah six, they give an apartment free of charge, they assign the home to a social worker, and the job social worker is to teach the homeless person how to become self-sufficient. And this given part, assigning a social worker, only costs $11,000 a year. There's a 5.5 valuable working citizen. An amazing program. And it's just even further interesting. There was an editorial in the Tampa newspaper yesterday, Tampa, Florida, speaking about what's happened in Tallahassee, Florida, which is the capital of Florida. Turns out they've got a homeless problem that, like everyone else, and they need money. They need $1.5 million right away. They need it to come in over a period of 5 years. And they break. Someone's contributing $500,000. The government's putting in $500,000. Somehow the other half. But that's not going to be enough to do it. They're going to need support. They should look at Utah. Every state in the union should look at the Utah program and find out why is that working and what we're doing not. And they're making better people out of the home, more useful. He came out this week with a statement that says, where he said, Democrats, people on the other side, say women need the government to control their libido and reproductive system. So the women of America, you say, to control their sex drive, need the government, and to control their reproductive system, need the government. They should not need their... These people, I'm going to tell you right now, these are mostly Southerners, mostly older men. I don't think they have anything better to do. They're beating up on the women of the United States, have been beating up on the women of the United States. It must be they have something better to do. It must be their way also. Their way of thinking went out the window 57 years ago. Women are equal to men. Women should have the right to decide, or we're going to give you an end. And damnation going up for your penal code. I mean, this is how stupid this both ways going. Poor Mr. Huckabee came up like a fool, except it was his own people. The Rush Limbaugh of the world loved him. It was announced this week that working-age Americans, I'm talking about Americans or Asians, they can work, the majority are, for the first time ever in the history of the United States, say a majority of working age Americans are on food stamps, which means they're not working or they're not making enough money. They're making minimum wage close to it and need more for a family of four to survive. They're below the poverty level. And I gotta say it, you know it. The Republicans in the House of Representatives, the Caborti, $1 billion a year out of food stamps. They've already cut through two other programs $9 billion this year out of food stamps at a time where our people need more and more help. I thought this country was put together, one of the reasons, because we wanted to help each other. We're screwing each other. These people only want to help the big guys, the 1% corporate America. They're not taking care of, don't stop on the people for so long. You can only abuse them for so long. Don't be surprised, Tea Party people, if there's another Boston Tea Party, which brings me to the misdistribution of wealth, which President Obama is talking about tonight. And we keep saying that in this country now, 1% has the money, 99% don't have anything in effect or don't have enough. Turns out that those numbers fit all over the world. It's not just in the United States. 1% of the population of the world, half of the world's wealth. Half of the world's wealth is owned by 1% of the population. This is the wealth inequity, a distribution of wealth all over. Another interesting factor talking about distribution of wealth are the banks. Percent. This has to stop. People won't take it. It's almost like preaching revolution, but I'm not. People are going to get upset. What's happened in Egypt, which happened in Libya, in Greece, which happened in all these countries, in the Ukraine. There's enough people going on because people are not being attended to. Properly. You can't defecate upon the people of a nation. A handful of people cannot. You've read about them, sure, big time. They have paid billions of dollars in fines, civil penalties, not criminal, to the United States government because they were doing bad things. All right? They screwed up the mortgage situation. They bury money in different accounts. They shouldn't. Who they've been doing all kinds of bad stuff. They paid millions of dollars. Their CEO is James Diamond, D-I-M-O-N, James Diamond. You see him on TV a lot. He's like, for only $11 million. That did not include his bonus, which was probably $20 to $40 million. I'm just talking about his salary. He got his salary cut back. This week, it was announced that the board has raised Diamond's salary 74% to $20 million some odd dollars. Can you imagine? In a year where they're lucky they didn't have any of their key officers get indicted, where they had to pay all the fines, and that comes off the bottom line profit loss. And they're giving the man a 74% raise. And he probably should, because he got away cheap. He got J.P. Morgan wage, because all of the wrongdoing, they make more money than the billionaire or the billionaire that they paid in penalties. Me again. Sorry. I have the U.S. The bank, many banks, major banks, longer money for drug cartels. In other words, the drug lords clean their money by depositing them in the various big banks, and it comes out in other fashion and make pretty money clean. Our government's been on the back of banks investigating this. And the banks get investigated, get caught in it. But in Colorado, which just approved marijuana businesses, you know, you can now buy pot from stores that are licensed in Colorado. The banks in Colorado are refusing to hand ordinary bank business for these new marijuana businesses. Isn't that amazing? They'll handle truck sell money, but they won't handle money for your heart, the background check. They fake. They phony up 665,000 background check. Would you believe it? 665,000 background check weren't for real. They were phony. And to make it even worse, they falsified the reports. They made up names. It wasn't even our business. They designed a computer program to knock straight background check. I how this happened. How can this happen? Okay, now, I'm going to stay with government screwing up, costing people money, costing taxes. You recall, like, I've been on rally. I think his name was David F. in New Mexico. This was the fella that he pulled out of a parking lot, threw his ass on the top. The policeman had him out of the car, and he bought a kite, so they assumed he had was carrying drugs up his ass. They took him to the hospital, 12 hours. They gave him the animal, a nurse, a doctor, the policeman, the drugs, no drugs of any kind. No drugs on the deactivation. Fine. They gave him a minor type seizure. If the planet they knocked him out, they stuck the poop up his butt, and they can't check for cancer. And no drugs. I said it was announced to reach the settlement. Mr. David Eckert got $1.6 million. A waste of taxpayer money. But he's entitled for the abuse he got from a police officer supposed to uphold the law. Again. Okay. Student, kindergarten, kids, 5 years, did something wrong. They had to go time out. Let me tell you, I think this time out yet. I believe spare the rod, spoil the child. I don't want teachers like that. But overall, spare the rod, spoil the child. Most of everyone out there over the age of 40 had their parents one time or another give them a good slap. Closet. Locked her in a closet. Then she got sick. Not the little girl, the teacher. And the teacher went home and forgot the little girl was locked. Closet. Oh, would you believe it? The mother furious. She wants blood, and I won't blame. Let me go to Christopher Columbus for a moment, please. Christopher Columbus. They teach over 2,000 years ago, for Aristotle had solved the earth round. He figured it out, wrote a book on it. Everybody believed what it was round. Columbus was the king and said everybody that nobody was being taught it. What happened? Usher, Rip Van Winkle, Leslie Sleepy Hollow, big author at the time. He wrote a book, Christopher Columbus, and he said Columbus was brave, make the trip, and he said the world was round. So automatically, our state legislators, our brilliant politicians of that time, were as brilliant today. They said we're going to make law, and it's been taught in school that the world was flat. Columbus proved it was found. Wasn't